God. Are you waking up? This is finally our time. Hello, sir. You were in an accident. You're fine now, but you've been in a coma for almost a year. What happened? From my understanding, it was a hit and run. Your vehicle was totaled. You're very, very lucky to be alive. What? Oh, yes, your partner was in your vehicle when you had your accident. That's a great question. Where is your partner? No, they were not injured. They were fine. They walked away without a scratch. But, God. They're not your partner anymore. Well, every day after your accident, they came and visited you. For like a week. And it became twice a week, then once a week, then once a month. And now I guess they moved on. Don't be sad. You deserve so much better than that piece of garbage. I mean, even your friends visited, like, a lot more. No, don't cry. I know it hurts now, but if you saw what I saw, how they acted, you would be furious more than anything. You deserve so much better than them. I know that because I know you. I talked to your friends a lot when you were out. At first I just was curious as to, I don't know, what was up, why your partner was not coming anymore, and I thought maybe you were an asshole or something, you know? I mean, a hot, attractive guy like you being treated like that by your partner, ex-partner. I thought you must have been horrible or something, but the more I learned, the more pissed I was at your stupid ex. You really deserve someone who will take care of you, even when you can't take care of yourself. Who will always be there to make sure you're fed and clean and can bathe you and... I actually became friends with your friends, so I don't really feel like this is our first time meeting. I've been with you since the very start of your accident, and I've been making sure your recovery's been well, and I feel like I already know you so well. I may have become a little bit obsessed with getting to know you. It was so, so hard seeing you every day, seeing that handsome face every single day, and never getting to know you. Well, I feel like I already do know you, but not being able to hear your voice and speak with you and see that beautiful face moving. The more I thought about taking care of you, and the more I enjoyed it, the more I didn't want it to stop ever. I may have been considering keeping you in a coma for longer, but I broke into your room through your window, and 'cause I wanted to know more about you, how similar we were, and we were very similar. I found a lot of yandere manga, yandere porn. Your search history full of yandere stuff, and your YouTube history full of yandere audio videos. I knew we were meant for each other. I mean, it's kind of funny. I was thinking about keeping you in a coma forever so I could always be around you and take care of you and be with you, but or concoct a plan so that we could fall in love naturally and so you didn't think I was creepy, or and then you wouldn't try to run away. But oh God, seeing what you like, what you listen to, it I knew you would never run. I knew you would understand that it's not creepy to love someone this much. It's just, I'm very passionate. God, you look so beautiful. I spent every free hour of my work day in here holding you and stroking your head and looking at your beautiful face, smelling you and kissing you all over. God, I know that we are soulmates. You know, when I was hanging out with our friends, I got to speak to your parents, and I just know that they would approve of us being married. God, I know that you wanna. I know it. Well, you're speechless. It's okay. I know this is a lot to take in. Here, I'll get in bed and snuggle with you while you get used to your new, better life. I love holding on to you. You can even put your arm around me. I knew you loved me. I knew it. You smell so good. God. You know, I love you, and I love your smell so much that when I broke into your room, I stole all your hoodies so I could smell them whenever I wanted, so I could wear them and smell like you. I even found a pair of sweaty underwear, and oh my God. but now you can make new sweaty pairs for me, and I can just smell you directly. Oh God, I love you so much. I kiss you. God, yes. Come here. It's so amazing feeling your lips kiss back. I love you. God, you are perfect. You know, I had lots of opportunities to more far with you, but I wanted my first time to be with the real you, so, the doors are locked. If you wanna, you know, I know you're still weak, so all you have to do is nod your head and I'll take care of you. I'll do everything for you. Really? Oh my god. I can't believe I'm gonna have my first time with you. Oh my. Look at this bulge under the covers. God. I want inside me right now. God, thank God I fucking pre-lubed my hole every fucking day of this week. Yeah, I want to be ready to pounce on it when you woke up. Okay. You ready? To take my virginity. Oh, fuck. Oh, I love seeing your face while I sit on your cock. Holy shit. Oh, fuck. We should probably be quiet so people don't hear, but oh, it's gonna be fucking hard. Honestly, I might not last very long. I've had a throbbing erection for most of our conversation. Holy fuck. So fuck. I'm surprised I was able to string words together when most of my brain was just thinking about your cock inside me. Fuck yes, I love you. I love you. I love you so much. Oh, fuck. Don't worry though. I won't leave you hanging. Not only have I been lubing my butt every day this week, but I've been deep cleaning it too, so if I come before you, then I'll just. Suck your cock. Oh god, yeah. Oh, I wanna look you in the eyes while you blow a load deep in my throat. Oh, fuck, wouldn't you love that, huh? Don't you wanna shoot your cum deep in my throat? Oh, we're gonna have plenty of time for you to put your cum wherever you want. Oh god, we're gonna be together forever. I'm gonna take care of you and take care of this fucking amazing cock every single fucking day. My butt. Fuck. All the plaps we're making. I should probably keep it down, but holy fuck. My ass is just too fat. And your cock just feels so fucking good. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. It feels like your cock was made to beat up my prostate. Oh my god. I feel throbbing in my butt. I don't know if that's my prostate or if that's your cock. It's so fucking good. Fuck, I should try to not be too loud, right? I don't want them to walk in and try to take you away from me. They're never gonna take you away from me. You're mine forever. You're mine and only mine. Oh my god. I love you. bouncing up and down. I'm gonna have to eat my own gum so I don't leave any evidence. Fuck yes. Oh god. Okay. I'm just gonna come real quick and then I'll suck your beautiful cock. Oh god, fuck. Gonna lay on you, so actually no, I'll just lay at the foot of the bed so I can look you in the eyes. I suck this beautiful cock. Holy fuck. Look at it bounce as it throbs. Oh my god, you're about to come, huh? Honestly, I'm surprised you made it this long. It's been a while since you've come. Oh god. Oh shit. I forgot I came all over your tummy. Let me just scoop that up so I can eat it and lube your cock with my cum too. So veiny. You're gonna come any second, huh? Come for me, come on. Come in my mouth, come to my throat, please. Come on, come for me. Be my soulmate forever. I love you, baby. Come on. Come down my throat. Come down my throat. Come right now. 3, 2, 1. Thank you, my love, for all your wonderful seed. I'll drain you like this every single day. You're mine, and you'll be mine till the end of time. Husband ever. I love you so much. Okay, darling. I'll go tell the doctors you're awake, and before you know it, you'll be home with me. I love you. I'll see you very, very, very soon.